Though I could barely walk the next day, I wouldn't have missed spending time again with Ken. Even I could see that a repeat of the previous evening's pyrotechnics weren't going to happen, but I did get him to show me how to return his favor. How to lick and suck him to the edge, and eventually beyond. He taught me the value of patience. He said, as I finally brought him to the little death, that I had learned the lesson well. He screamed it, actually. I discovered that kneeling between Ken's thighs was a wonderful, exciting place to be, nearly as exciting as having him between mine. He did have to wear long-sleeve shirts for the next week. Every time I walked into his classroom, he would pat his biceps and wink. It never failed to get me blushing like the virgin I no longer was. The summer after my graduation was the happiest, freest time in my life. I had nothing to do but work as an usher at the local regional theater, sleep late, get drunk from time to time with my friends, and spend time with Ken, loving him and letting him initiate me into all the joys of love and sex. "What's it like?" asked Jordan one night when we were sitting on the hood of her car, getting high and watching the moon rise. "With Ken." "Jordan?" Even wasted, I was shocked. Ken and I had always been scrupulously discreet, even on the nights when the gang congregated at Ken's house for movies. It's not... "Don't shit a shit, Rally. Come on. I'm sure no one else noticed, but after your birthday, you went from, like, not even looking at each other to not looking at each other. You know?" I gave a nervous laugh. She took a deep drag and sidled up close to me. "Also, Allie, it was like you suddenly beamed into this gorgeous body of yours, like you'd suddenly figured out what all these pieces were there for." She gave my boob a squeeze, the kind of thing she'd done to tease me 1,000 times before, only now without thinking I groaned and pushed up into her hand. Now it was Jordan's turn to laugh nervously, quickly releasing my tit and its swelling nipple. I lay there a moment, thinking about everything that had happened. I tried to think about what I could say without breaking promises I'd made to Ken or to myself, and so I just smiled. "I'm very, very happy." Jordan gave a deep grunt, "Lucky bitch," and we both started to giggle, then to laugh, and then to roar into the dark summer night.